Let me tell you something. This may or may not surprise you, but I absolutely love it when people underestimate me. I know it seems counterintuitive, and I didn't always feel this way. For a lot of my life, I felt offended and upset by people who chronically underestimated me. But one day, I recognized a powerful fact. If someone underestimates you, it actually offers you a rather significant advantage. If they think you're not capable of something, and then you go ahead and do it anyway, well, there's so much less resistance involved, if that makes any sense. And if you're anything like me, you might even take a little bit of pleasure, not to mention some much-needed motivation, in proving them wrong. With that being said, you and I both know that probably the most likely person in your life to underestimate you would be the narcissist, right? In fact, if you ask me, their consistent need to underestimate us is one of their biggest weaknesses. Not only does underestimating us leave them vulnerable in certain ways, but it also gives them a certain amount of overconfidence in themselves, which, if we're being honest, might cause them a little trouble if they're not careful. For example, they might assume you're less intelligent than they are, and this assumption could lead them to making obvious attempts to deceive you. And if you're smart, you'll play along and you'll see the truth without them knowing it. Is this wrong? Could it be unethical to allow a narcissist to underestimate you and not tell them you see right through them? Well, some people are going to disagree with me on this, but I say absolutely not. And here's why. Narcissists underestimate you for so many different reasons, the most frustrating of which is that they don't truly see you for who and what you are. Seriously. The one thing to always remember when it comes to a narcissist is that they only want one thing from you, and that is what you can do for them or the narcissistic supply that you can offer them. In fact, when you're in a relationship with any type of narcissist, you're going to become a source of narcissistic supply. Whether they are a partner, or a spouse, a family member, a friend, a coworker, whatever. Narcissists in general aren't capable of really genuinely caring about you and who you are. They are not able to form healthy bonds with you, partially because they lack the ability to show true empathy. This leads them to see you as a target or an object instead of a whole person. At best, they're going to see you as an extension of themselves. And as such, they see you as less of a person than they see themselves. And they believe that they can treat you in any way that they want. That means they think they can cheat on you or lie to you or gaslight you or manipulate you or abuse you in any way, shape, or form, and they do so without remorse. They don't feel bad about it, and they certainly never admit to what they're doing unless it somehow benefits them to do so. And if you're ever lucky enough to get an apology from a narcissist, you gotta know, they have some ulterior motive there. They want something from you, or they're doing it to get a certain result, not because they're actually sorry. So in other words, narcissists are likely to underestimate you because they themselves are limited people. It's almost ironic when you think about how narcissists project their own limitations onto you. They are notoriously overconfident, on the outside anyway, and they are known to overestimate their own intelligence and abilities in general. But deep down, some part of them secretly doubts who they claim to be. And often this is an accurate doubt, as that same deep down part of them also knows they're putting on a show. They will assume the same about you and, well, everyone else. And let's not forget the whole black and white thinking thing that narcissists have going on. Since there are no gray areas for a narcissist, they absolutely assume that your reaction or lack thereof to their little games, not to mention their blatant gaslighting and other forms of manipulation, must mean that you also have your own limitations. And of course you do, because we all have limitations, but they underestimate you by overestimating your limitations. This is exacerbated because the narcissist sees you as less than them, and they see themselves as better than you. Let's talk about how narcissists underestimate your intelligence. This is probably the most common way that narcissists underestimate us. They think they can pull the wool over your eyes and that you'll just believe whatever they say or pretend because they think you're not smart enough to see through it. Contrary to popular belief, though, narcissists aren't actually likely to end up with someone who is anything less than intelligent. They are so focused on how other people see them, they are highly likely to choose someone who is intelligent, attractive, and who quite honestly makes them look good. But after the idealization or love bombing phase, well, the narcissist sort of forgets this part. Rather than focusing on the good qualities that you have, as they did during idealization, when they get to the devalue phase, the narcissist is going to focus only on what they deem your bad qualities or what they see as being wrong with you. Let's talk about how narcissists underestimate your strength. Narcissists need to see you as weak, at least once they get past that idealization phase of the relationship. They need to think of you as dependent and incapable of surviving without them in some way. This is in part projection, because despite the fact that they might be supporting you in some way, say financially, for example, the narcissist actually needs your supply to feel normal. And if you were suddenly to display your true strength and stop feeding that endless hole that is their ego, well, the narcissist would kind of lose it. They would, in most cases, quickly scramble away for alternate sources of narcissistic supply. That's assuming they haven't already got them in place, of course. Without narcissistic supply, the narcissist feels weak and lost. Here's the thing, though. You and I both know that being in a relationship with any type of narcissist takes more strength than most people know. Don't let them fool them into thinking that you, my friend, are anything but powerful. Let's talk about how narcissists underestimate your ability to see right through them. When you catch a narcissist in a lie, they will automatically assume that they can keep up that charade. This is true even when you can provide them with clear-cut evidence of the lie. Even then, the narcissist will dismiss you, and they'll dismiss the evidence you provide. A really good example of this comes from that whole Shaggy song. You know, It Wasn't Me. That one? Yeah. Well, the song tells a story of a guy who goes knocking on his friend's door looking for advice. The apparent issue he's struggling with is that his girlfriend caught him in the act with another woman, and his so-called friend advises him to deny what happened and say it wasn't him. It wasn't me. When he explains to the friend that she physically saw him in the act, you know, she caught him on the sofa, on the counter, getting louder. Okay. Anyway, when he explains to his friend that this woman physically caught him in the act, the friend tells him to keep denying the facts. It wasn't me. And at the end of the song, thankfully, the guy does admit to the truth and apologizes, which proves that he isn't a narcissist. But his friend might be one because, in my opinion, the advice he's offering is literally to deny what she saw, what she saw. And of course, that is blatant gaslighting. Here's another way to look at it. You know that kid that sneaks into the cookie jar and consumes an unauthorized cookie or two? Well, when their mother confronts them, they deny having eaten the cookies despite the fact that there's evidence all over their face. Literally. Obviously, mom knows what happened, despite the fact that the child insists they didn't do it. The same thing goes for a narcissist who's lying to you. Certainly, they often get a little sloppy because they're underestimating you. They aren't thinking about the fact that you know them, and that if we're being honest, their mannerisms, body language, lack of eye contact, etc., might totally give them away. Even when they've relied on your intuition in the past, they will forget that part or continue to underestimate you because they're overestimating themselves. I talked about the narcissist's biggest weaknesses in a little bit more detail in a recent video, so I'm going to go ahead and include a quick clip of that for you now. But stick with me because afterward I'll be back to explain to you how your empathy can become your superpower in this situation. Right after this, take a look. So the narcissist has a lot of weaknesses, as we all know. They tend to be secretly insecure. They tend to kind of fly off the handle easily. They tend to have a low tolerance for, well, just about anything that isn't exactly what they want. They have a low tolerance for when things don't tend to go their way. One of the things that I think we overlook when it comes to dealing with a narcissist is this one big, huge thing that I would say is a major Achilles heel of theirs. Narcissists have this belief that they're smarter than everyone else, and they also think that they're better than everyone else. And as a result of that, many times they can't imagine that anyone could be smarter than them. And so they tend to underestimate people. This is especially true of people close to them, and probably especially of their primary sources of supply. Now, they seem to have forgotten that they got with you in the first place, or they connected with you in the first place because you were intelligent and capable and everything else. Narcissists always think they're right. They think they know everything. So if combined with underestimating you and thinking they're always right, it puts you in a position to really take them down a couple of pegs if you chose to do so. Not that you would. Ultimately, their biggest weakness then becomes their Achilles heel of thinking they're better than everyone, truly believing that, thinking they're smarter and that no one can outsmart them. And this combined with their need for power and control, if you really wanted to, you really could manipulate them fairly easily. Some people will tell you that their biggest weakness is the fact that they're sort of wired wrong, like a broken phone or a dog who never quite seems right. They can never be changed or rehabilitated in any meaningful way. One of their biggest fears is being exposed for who they really are. Many of them live in a constant state of feeling like an imposter syndrome, like they're afraid everyone's going to find out they're not really who they say they are or really who they pretend to be. But ultimately, I really think that because they really believe they have no weaknesses, they really believe they're better than everyone else, smarter than everyone else, and that means they can do whatever they want, I think that's their biggest weakness. I think that's their Achilles heel, because they think the average person is just stupid and that they can pull the wool over their eyes. And because they do often manage to pull the wool over the eyes of a very intelligent person, they really think they have it going on. Some other weaknesses narcissists have are the major fear of abandonment many of them experience, being gullible because of their belief that they are better and more intelligent than everyone else. Any sort of compliments or pushing them up on a pedestal that you do will actually cause them to become more vulnerable to any type of manipulation anyone wants to do to them, because they can't believe that you're faking it, because they really do think they deserve to be up on that pedestal. Does that make sense? A lot of narcissists deal with a lot of paranoia. They tend to be overly impulsive, sometimes to a dangerous extent. They cannot be alone. They cannot stand to be ignored. They hate being criticized. And maybe the most interesting weakness a narcissist has is the fact that they're incredibly predictable. And if you don't believe me, watch any video where I've ever talked about narcissists and tell me how often you can relate. The fact of the matter is, I hear it every single day. People say things to me like, "Were you looking at my kitchen window when you made this video?" Or, "How did you know the narcissist would say this or that?" Or, "How is it that this pattern is exactly like the pattern I experienced?" Well, it's because narcissists are predictable. And once you figure them out, you know this. They're predictable. They all use word salad. They all use gaslighting. They all use projection and deflection. In the narcissistic world, it's a common issue. Narcissists are predictable. It's like they've got a shared playbook. All right, let's talk about how your empathy is your superpower. Whether we like to admit it or not, before we're fully awake to what a narcissist actually is, they very often become very skilled at manipulating us. This, along with our natural human fear of abandonment, combined with the inevitable trauma bond that we experience in any toxic or abusive relationship, will at least the narcissist to think that they can control us and continue to consume the supply we provide them indefinitely. The one thing they didn't count on is that you have a superpower they weren't aware of. That's empathy, compassionate and emotional empathy. While narcissists are capable of cognitive empathy, as in they can understand on an intellectual level how someone might feel in any given situation, they don't have emotional or compassionate empathy. So while for you, it is automatic to sort of get how someone feels, for the narcissist, it's not. They have to stop and think about it. And often, especially when they're trying to actively lie to you or pull the wool over your eyes in any way, or they're stressed or distressed in any way, they're not thinking about how you might feel. And because they underestimate you, they don't understand that your ability to read people, your knowledge of them personally, all combined with your own intelligence and your natural intuition, well, all of that's gonna come together to tell you they're full of it. So let's talk about why you should keep letting the narcissist underestimate you. I know that seems counterintuitive, right? My advice on this situation is definitely going to be unpopular, but I say don't bother trying to prove yourself to a toxic narcissist. In fact, if I were you, I would lean right into it, my friend. That's right. Go ahead and let the narcissist continue to underestimate you. Let them think they have control. This will give you an advantage if and when you are forced to deal with them in every situation. As they say, being underestimated is one of the biggest competitive advantages you can have. And really, it truly is. Remember too that the narcissist will also underestimate your ability and your power to heal. They will underestimate that you have the power to learn about and understand what is happening between the two of you, as well as the fact that you can look at yourself honestly and you can figure out what causes you to end up relationships with people like them. This is way outside of the narcissist's own ability, as they cannot acknowledge or admit that they might lack in any particular area. They are not self-aware. The narcissist's lack of self-awareness, along with their grandiose delusions, if you roll all those things up in an ugly ball, it leads to their ridiculously fragmented sense of who they are. And this false self that needs to believe it is superior to everyone else, including but not limited to you, well, it's actually the narcissist's greatest weakness. For you, this means the narcissist will never see it coming when you decide to take your life back. They will not know what to do if you leave, and they're not going to expect you to follow through and go no contact or low contact. So you, my friend, you just keep shining like you always do. Imagine looking up in the sky and catching a glimpse of the sun through the clouds when you least expect it. You're blinded for a moment, and you can't see much outside of the light, and maybe a few spots for a few seconds, right? Well, I want you to consider yourself the sun, and I want you to consider the clouds the narcissist's delusion. Once the clouds clear, you're gonna be seen in all your full glory, but even though the clouds might obstruct your light temporarily, that light can still shine brightly from behind those clouds. And when those clouds do clear, you will gain clarity and you will know for sure that you are in fact the light. Are you with me? I'm gonna share a playlist for you right here. It's going to explain to you in more detail exactly how you can kind of reclaim your power and take back your life, because you can start even if you haven't left yet, despite popular opinion. So Take a look at that if you get a minute. Well, this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever been underestimated by a narcissist? And if so, what happened? And how did you deal with it? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you here and there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.